As they left the hulk by a landward exit, one thing became abundantly clear to Double. His new friend was a born hunter, wise in the way of silent travel. Saran moved through the night-dark woodlands, as though it were bright noon, silent as a leaf upon the breeze, and at times virtually invisible. Double learned a lot from his new friend that night, how to blend in with their surrounds, to move swiftly without seeming to hurry, to stand motionless in the shadows controlling his body, so that even his breath could not be heard. He was amazed at how Saran would lean draped against its tree trunk, observing all about her, whilst ignoring moths, beetles and small nocturnal predators as they wandered over her paws and across her face. They were following another stream course, avoiding marsh ground, leaving no tracks upon rock outcrops, halting frequently in the shelter of overhanging willows. After a while, Saran pointed ahead to a large forested hill which could be discerned in the half-moon and starlight. She mouthed the word, "Skur." Having learned the lesson of total silence, Double nodded. He continued following Saran, the pair of them moving smoothly as oiled silk. Skirting a stream, they took extra caution. This was due to the presence of dark carrion birds perched in the boughs of a downy birch. The birds slept on as they stole by, some of them emitting small cawing noises as they dreamed. Saran took an upward route into the trees which grew thick upon the hill slope. When she judged they had gone far enough, the black otter indicated a poplar. At some time during its growth, the tree had been blown askew in a winter storm. However, it had established a new position by setting down more roots. Now it grew at an angle, sticking out oddly from its neighbours. It was not difficult to walk along the poplar trunk to where Saran had set up a hidden lookout platform. She pointed below.
"See, Double, stream, cave entrance. From here Saran sees all, snakes, toads, carrion birds, whites. They come and go night and day, but no beast sees Saran."
The young Gaussian lay flat on the poplar trunk, staring down. It was an excellent spying post. Remembering to keep his voice low, he murmured softly,
"But why do you watch them like this?"
Saran's teeth flashed in the darkness as she spat out the words.
"Each night, every day, Skur sends them on his evil business. I will kill them all. It is my vow. Every beast that crawls or flies to carry out Skur's commands must be slain. Saran will do it."
Double did not doubt his powerful friend's word, but he felt constrained to point out a fact.
"There must be far too many creatures for just one beast to overcome, even a great warrior."
The black otter slid from the poplar trunk.
"Come, Double. Saran will show you."
Over the course of the next hour, the young Gaussian followed his friend, awestruck at the sights which greeted his eyes. Holes, pits, and deep ruts had been gouged into the steep hillside. Around rocks, between trees, wherever the earth could be dug or scraped, every bit of the workings was disguised by bush, rock slabs, foliage, and moss. Saran led him back to the leaning tree, where she showed him a hidden cache of rough-fashioned digging tools, spades, picks and levering bars. She made Double feel her paw pads. They were deeply scored and thickly calloused from gruelling labour.
5 seasons' work. But when it is the snow season, all will be ready. That is how one beast will overcome many, Double."
The young shrew saw the grim determination in his friend's face. He shook his head.
"I'm still not sure how you're going to do it."